This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The American Bankers Association says people are paying their credit cards on time more. Delinquencies in credit card payments hit their lowest ever in the second quarter of last year. That is April through June, which is to say just as the pandemic recession was settling in on us. And get this, delinquencies stayed low in the third quarter as well. Sounds like a good thing. And as Marketplace Justin Ho reports, yeah, maybe.
The report found that credit card delinquencies fell in part because people used government relief aid to pay off their bills. Rob Strand is senior economist with the American Bankers Association. He says it also helped that credit card balances were already falling.
Consumers have become much more careful about their spending.
According to the New York Federal Reserve, that trend started at the beginning of 2020. Tim Quinlan is senior economist with Wells Fargo.
That is what you kind of want to see in the context of a healthy consumer sector.
Thing is, Quinlan says we shouldn't get too excited when fewer people are delinquent on their credit card bills. That's because credit card balances are a relatively small part of overall household debt.
It's the smallest overall category, much smaller than mortgages and a little bit smaller than auto loans and even student loans.
And the people paying off their bills last year don't represent the entire economy, says Teresa Ghilarducci, an economist at the New School.
Having debt on your credit card is a middle-class phenomena.
Ghilarducci says people with high incomes tend to have low balances. On the other hand,
poor people have a hard time getting access to a credit card, so they're not fully banked.
Ghilarducci says some of the most troubling forms of debt right now are student loans and the debt many renters owe their landlords. The government has deferred those payments for now, but
those arrears are mounting. And so we are seeing a situation where poor people have a lot more accumulated debt that's just been built up.
Ghilarducci says in the long run, student loans and rent will be much bigger hurdles than the country's credit card debt. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.